Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tzadiches, Baba Basra 98a, pagination is 195. We start on the facing page, the last three lines, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hamocha Yayin Lachaveru, a person sold wine to his friend, Vehichmitz, and the wine went bad. Ein Achayiv Ba'achra Yuso, he's not responsible. The wine went bad at the time of the sale. We're assuming that the wine was good, and then a period of time later, it went bad. Mishnah says, V'im yodua, but if it's known, sheyeno machmitz, that this person's wine goes bad every year, whatever formula he's using in his wine, whether it's the storage method or some of the ingredients, but somehow it's going bad regularly, then we could attribute the problem to his formula, and it's considered a mekach taos because he sold wine that was not normal industry standard. He should have notified the buyer that this wine has a short shelf life, if that's indeed the case. That's the basic statement of the Mishnah. Now, when we discuss this in different contexts, so we're familiar that there's a shita that says that once a wine goes bad, it is assumed that it already was going bad for a few days before that time. So that's a consideration to take into account. Another consideration to take into account is the words of the Rashbam, one line up from the bottom, Lama yischayiv ba'achra yusa, why should the seller be responsible if it goes bad after a period of time? Hareyu yachal lishtoso, he could have drunk it at the time that it was good. Laboy lelishu, who asked him to hold on to it and to wait before he used it so that it ended up going bad? Now, there is a concept where a person can say that he's buying it lemikpa, that he's buying it for cooking purposes, that he adds a little bit into his dishes, in which case it's clear that he's articulated that he expects to be able to use it for a period of time and that it has to be wine that's going to last, because that's why I'm buying it. Likewise, the Rama in Siman Reish Lamed Se'if Vav comments, Dafka shesha yosa mishiur yamim de urche dahai lokeach lemishte kehadein chamra. The buyer waited around with this wine longer than the normal amount that it would take to drink the wine. Apparently, these different factors are taken into account in different circumstances. On the one hand, you could buy an enormous amount of wine and it's for a party, and you're going to use it up, one, two, three. On the other hand, there's normal purchasing, and the person is buying it for usage. There's a certain amount of time that it's expected to last. Back in the Mishnah, v'im amar lo mevusam ani mochalach, if he says, I'm selling you flavorable wine, good wine. So then there's a certain quality that's being described. Chayev lahamid lo ado atzeres, he's responsible for it until Shavuos. V'yoshein, if he says that he's selling him old wine, mishel ishtaked, it has to be from the previous year. U'miyushan, Michel Gimel Shanim. And if he uses this other word, which means even older wine, then it has to be a total of 3 years. And the Gemara tells us, starting from the very end of the page onto Amud Beis, that such wine that you say, 3 year wine, has to last until Sukkis, meaning the harvest time for grapes is Sukkis time, and this wine is in its third year. It's from the previous year twice. And now it has to last until Sukkot, and that would be the concept of a three-year wine. Let's skip down to the first white line. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hayman dezavin lechavita dechamra lechenva'a. When a person sells a barrel of wine to a storekeeper, adaita lesivuye, with intent that he's going to sell it gradually, v'takif apago o atilsa, and it ended up spoiling when there still was a half or a third left, there's a substantial loss. Dinahu demekabel lamine, the seller has to take responsibility for this, and the shopkeeper can return the wine. V'lo amran, but this statement was only said, elo deloshani bevarza, if the storekeeper did not do anything unusual when he installed the spigot, avoshani bevarza lo, but if he did anything odd when he installed the spigot, then he cannot return it. V'lo amran elo delamata yoma deshuka, and it also was not said that he can return it unless the day of the market did not come. Avamata yoma deshuka, but if it was a market day, and had he worked normally, diligently, on the market day to sell the wine, it would all be gone, and there would have been no loss. It would have been sold already. Lo, then the shopkeeper is not able to return it to the seller. Now, Rashbam learns that the case over here is that the item, the product, the wine, was owned by the seller during this interim stage while it's being sold to the customers by the shopkeeper. And Rashbam is learning that fundamentally it belongs to the seller. We just need to make sure that the shliach was not posheya, that he didn't do anything negligent that would force him to be the responsible party. If you look at Tosfos Hayman, the second Tosfos on the page, Tosfos quotes Rashbam, De'ein hachenveni ela shliach ba'alma, the storekeeper is only a messenger, nothing more. Ve'ein nira l'ri, but the ri, one of the Bali Tosfos, says that that's not the understanding. De'imkein lohava le'lememar zavin, the word in the Gemara should not be that the seller is selling to the storekeeper, because according to you, there never was a sale done. He's simply representing the seller as a middleman without ever acquiring it. And according to Rashbam, we're just making sure that he wasn't negligent. Skipping down a few lines in Tosfos, V'nira lo lefarish, the Ri explains the Gemara, D'mayri d'zavin mecher gomur, that the sale was a full sale and it's owned by the shopkeeper. But the reason that he has recourse under certain circumstances is adaita dahachi zavna, because it was clear at the time of the sale that his intention was to resell it gradually, shem yimkerenu bachanus, that he's going to sell it in his store. V'dami la'amale la'mikva, and therefore it has the same status as a person who would say, I'm buying it in order to use it for cooking over a period of time. He's going to use it, but he's using it gradually. So then if you sold it for that purpose, it has to last for that type of amount of time. And that's why over here, the wine has to last the amount of time that it normally takes in order to sell it. And that's precisely, according to Tosfos, why there are two conditions to Rava's rule that he's allowed to return it. Number one, we're making sure that the person, the shopkeeper, didn't do anything unusual in installing the spigot in an odd way, because if that allowed a change in the wine and the conditions, it wasn't being stored properly, and it spoiled because of that, so you can't go back to the cellar because you didn't store it properly. And likewise, you could only go back to the cellar based on his guarantee, so to speak, that it's going to stay good as long as you need to sell it. Well, if there was a market day, then that has to be taken into account, because you could have done many times over the number of sales of a normal day on a market day if you're attentive to the market. And therefore, the seller does not have responsibility beyond that time. If there was a market day, his guarantee was you'd be able to sell it according to the standards of a storekeeper selling merchandise, as long as that takes normal market conditions. With a market day, that amount of time became significantly less. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.